This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news, the headlines first. Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda addresses House of Representatives on matters of public importance. Main opposition party CPN-UML Chairman KP Sharma Oli demands tabling of citizenship bill in Parliament again. House of Representatives begins general deliberation on government's annual estimate of revenue and expenditure for upcoming fiscal year. And Ukrainian forces advance around Russian-captured city of Bakhmut as fighting intensifies. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda has said all sections of society agree that a Nepali citizen should get the citizenship without any hassle and the non-citizen should be barred from getting it, keeping the larger interest of Nepal at the centre. Speaking in the meeting of the House of Representatives yesterday, Prime Minister Dahal stated that the provision on the topic of citizenship had been made on the basis of agreement among all. Prime Minister Dahal stated that the citizenship bill was forwarded to the President for authentication as it was passed by both the Houses of the Federal Parliament. As he said, many people were deprived of citizenship as the bill had not been authenticated for long. The head of the government also informed the Parliament that 7 papers were signed and exchanged between Nepal and India during his recent 4-day India visit. Answering on a topic of public importance in the lower house of the Federal Parliament yesterday, Prime Minister Dahal said that Nepal-India Transit Treaty had also been amended, incorporating topics of far-reaching importance. He added that Nepal's transit facility has been ensured through India's domestic waterway. He stressed that his India visit had contributed to making the Nepal-India relations multidimensional and further strengthening it. Prime Minister Dahal said both sides should sit down for discussions to resolve the Nepal-India border dispute. The main opposition party CPN-UML chairperson KP Sharma Oli has demanded that the citizenship bill should be tabled in the parliament again. Addressing yesterday's meeting of the House of Representatives, Chair Oli said the citizenship bill passed by the parliament and authenticated by the president at the request of the cabinet was not in line with the rule and the bill should be tabled before the parliament again. On the occasion, the UML chair blamed the Prime Minister of poor performance in the recent India visit as no representation of the Foreign Ministry was seen in the bilateral talks held with India. The general discussion on the government's annual estimate of revenue and expenditure for the fiscal year 2023-24 has begun in the House of Representatives. In the meeting of the House of Representatives yesterday, Finance Minister Dr. Prakash Sharad Mahat presented a proposal to begin general discussion on the new financial year budget. Members of the Parliament taking part in the discussion expressed their views on the budget and will do so in the upcoming meetings as well. Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda has said works related to preparing the procedures and regulations on citizenship have begun with the authentication of the citizenship bill. In a meeting with a delegation led by the Non-Resident Nepali Association Vice Chair R.K. Sharma yesterday, the Prime Minister expressed commitment that non-resident Nepalese suggestions would be internalized in course of preparing the citizenship-related procedures and regulations. Minister for Health and Population Mohan Bahadur Basnet has said plastic products have started appearing as the enemy of the entire human civilization. Inaugurating a regional workshop on solutions to plastic pollution in Kathmandu yesterday, the health minister highlighted the urgent need of seeking ways to minimize plastic use and pollution caused by it. He claimed that the government's policies, strategies and action plans aiming to minimize plastic use were in place since the past. Minister for Industry, Commerce and Supplies, Ramesh Rijal, has urged the government of Italy to increase investment in Nepal in the areas capable of yielding high results. During his meeting with Italy's non-resident ambassador to Nepal, Vincenzo De Luca, yesterday, Minister Rijal urged the EU member nation to scale up its investment in Nepal's information technology, infrastructure development, hydropower and agricultural sectors. Ambassador Luca said Italy had seen an increased trade with Nepal and Italy manufactured machines based on advanced technology were being imported by Nepal. He talked about the possibility of enhancing the trade relations between the two nations in the coming days. Ambassador Sushil Kumar Lamsal presented his letters of credence to King of Jordan Abdullah II at the Basman Palace in capital Amman yesterday. The ceremony which took place yesterday was marked by a warm exchange between King Abdullah II and Ambassador Lamsal. Ambassador Lamsal took the opportunity to extend the best wishes of President Ramchandra Powell to King Abdullah II, expressing hopes for his good health, happiness and the prosperity of the people of Jordan. Lamsal is also the residential ambassador of Nepal to Egypt. President Ramchandra Powell has sent a condolence message to the family of former State Minister Meena Pandey. Pandey passed away on May 27. She was 72 years old. In his message, President Powell said Pandey's simplicity and generosity had inspired a generation of politicians. The president has also stated that demise of Meena Pandey was an irreparable loss to the country and country's democratic movement. Likewise, the House of Representatives meeting yesterday passed a condolence motion on the demise of former Member of Parliament Shyam Sundar Tivedwal and Meena Pandey. The House passed the condolence motion tabled by House of Representatives Speaker Devraj Kimire. More than 35 tons of garbage has been collected under the Clean Mountain campaign run by the Nepal Army this year. The campaign was conducted on Mount Everest, Lhotse, Annapurna and Barunche Mountains for 55 days starting from the first week of April. On the occasion of the successful completion of the campaign, Chief of Army Staff Prabhuram Sharma presented the letters of appreciation to the team leader and Sherpas involved in the campaign. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8am English News Bulletin. Now on to some international updates. Ukrainian forces have advanced around Bakhmut, Deputy Defence Minister Hanna Maliar has said, describing the eastern city as the epicentre of hostilities. She did not say whether a long-awaited counter-offensive had begun. Separately, Russia's military said it had repelled a new attack in the eastern Donetsk region on Monday. Bakhmut has for months been at the heart of fierce fighting. It has little strategic value but is important symbolically both for Kyiv and Moscow. Monday's claims by Ukraine and Russia have not been independently verified. The Amnesty International has issued an urgent plea for global action to protect Pakistan from extreme heat waves, saying the country is at front line of the climate crisis. In a report to mark World Environment Day yesterday, Amnesty International said Pakistanis are particularly vulnerable to heat waves because they lack the means to protect themselves against high temperatures. According to the Global Climate Risk Index published by the Berlin-based non-profit German Watch, Pakistan is among the 10 countries most harmed by disasters related to climate change in the past two decades. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today, according to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be partly cloudy in the hilly areas and mainly fair in the rest of the country. Isolated brief rain or thunder showers are likely to occur at one or two places of the hilly region of Kosi Province, Gandaki Province and Karnali Province. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once again. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda addresses House of Representatives on matters of public importance. Main opposition party CPNUML Chairman KP Sharma Oli demands tabling of citizenship bill in Parliament again. House of Representatives begins general deliberation on government's annual estimate of revenue and expenditure for upcoming fiscal year. And Ukrainian forces advance around Russian-captured city of Bakhmut as fighting intensifies. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.